الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وكيف تكفرون وأنتم تتلى عليكم آيات الله وفيكم رسوله ومن يعتصم بالله فقد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This ayat kareema was revealed on the occasion when the Aus and the Khazraj, they were the two tribes of the Ansar of Medina. Before Islam, before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Sharif, they were great enemies of one another. And they fought great, great wars with one another. And they were at the throats of one another all the time. By the barakat of Islam, they became bosom friends. And they embraced one another. And they became very close to one another. On one occasion, a Jew could not see this, that they are so good. And he became jealous that Islam's barakat and these people who were such terrible enemies of one another, taking the blood of one another, and big and long, long wars they were fighting, today they are so happy with one another, and they are sitting and talking and that. So he went in their gathering, and he started reminding of the wars and enmity they had, and of their forefathers, how they fought one another, and how the forefathers had made wasiyat, bequest that you must always fight with these people. Never ever forgive them. They killed this one of ours, we will kill thousands of their people. And he sang some poems also of the 4 days of Jahiliyyah. Because of this, Shaitan got the better of them also, and they pulled out their swords and they were about to start fighting with one another. This news got to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he was sitting with his other Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in a majlis. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam immediately stood up and went to them together with the Sahaba who were of the Ansar, of the Muhajireen. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went to them and told them, "What is this what I'm seeing? How can you people be doing this? That I'm still amongst you, I'm Allah's Rasul, and you have gone back to the days of Jahiliyyah and all this fighting of yours, and this fighting, a qital of a mu'mineen, of the believers who fight with one another, this is an act of kufr. This is the people, the kuffar do these things. How can wakayfa takfuruna? How can you people make kufr and start pulling out your swords and you want to fight with one another? وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُوَانْتُمْ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ The signs of ayah of Allah Ta'ala, the ayahs, great, glorious, noble ayahs have been revealed. وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ And Allah's Rasul is still amongst you. وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ And those who will hold fast to the deen of Allah, they will be successful. So how can you people be fighting? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reminded them. By the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his noble words, they immediately put their swords away. And they embraced one another and they became friends again. So this is the occasion of the revelation of this ayat. Allah reward the ulama very, very greatly, the great, great ulama, how they have taught us our deen from the Quran Sharif. One pertinent point that they point out here, that the Quran Sharif itself says, وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ How can you people be making kufr? So what was this kufr being referred to? Them fighting with one another. Muslims fighting against one another, that is an act of kufr. And Quran Sharif called it kufr. وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ How can you people be making this kufr? So, ulama explained from here that we all know that the Ansar of Medina, Aus and Khazraj, what the helpers of Islam, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً That they used to forgo their rights, and even if they were in difficulty, but they served Islam and they served the guest of Islam. when in the conquest of Makkah Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was giving great amounts of booty to other people to encourage them to accept Islam. The Ansar said, when it was time to give blood and life, we were in front. Now when it's time to enjoy the spoils of war, others are being given that. That came to the notice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he spoke to them, and there also he told them, other people are getting dunya. Aren't you happy that you will take Allah's Nabi with you back to Medina? They became very, very happy that Allah's Rasul will be coming. He'll be with us. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is there in Medina Sharif till today. So the Ansar, what a great position. There can be no question of them having made kufr. But the Quran referred to it, وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ. How can you be making kufr? So from here, the ulama, they deduce a very important point, that the act of kufr is not kufr. You do an act of kufr, like for example, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, the difference between a mu'min and a non-mu'min, a kafir, is the leaving out of namaz. But we all know a person who leaves out namaz doesn't become a kafir, unless he denies that it is a farz and he makes a joke out of it or something. But by not making namaz, unfortunately the vast majority of Muslims don't make namaz. So that doesn't make them kafirs. So any act of kufr doesn't make a person a kafir. Yeah, Allah reward the ulama, and how beautifully they explain it, that there are two types of kufr. One is kufr-e amali, the kufr, an action you do of kufr. By that you don't become a kafir. By doing an act of kufr, you don't become a kafir. Kufr-e i'tiqadi, if you got kufr beliefs in you, you believe, for example, that Allah does not exist, or you don't believe in the life of the qabr, the life of akhirat, in the taqdeer you don't believe in, then you will become a kafir, the actual kafir. And the example which is so apt, and also it is explained, to understand Quran Sharif, very, very important, that Quran Sharif was revealed on muhawara, on proverbial, the Arabs, how they used to speak their proverbial language. So like for example, somebody does a very stupid act, a really stupid act, and you tell him, you're a donkey. Now you don't believe that he's a donkey, a physical donkey. He did an act of a donkey. A stupid act like a donkey is known for its stupidity. That this person has done a very stupid act, and you tell him, you donkey, what are you doing? But you don't believe he's a donkey. You're calling him a donkey because he did the work of a donkey. Just like that, a person who does the work of kufr is called a kafir, but not that he is a kafir. So the difference is very important to understand. And this is a clear-cut thing, badihi, very open and clear-cut. But because we don't pay attention, we make major mistakes in this. And in Islam, two particular groups, the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, they went in this wrong view that any person who does any act of kufr becomes a kafir. A person lies, he becomes a kafir. And we know that a person lies, he doesn't become a kafir. A person doesn't make namaz, they say he becomes a kafir. Any act of kufr you do, any act of guna, major guna, they declare those people out of the fold of Islam. Whereas the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that by committing a sin and even an act of kufr, you don't become a kafir. But then again, another very important point that the ulama explain here also, that the Quran Sharif itself called these people وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ. How are you making kufr? Label them with the title of kufr. And this is, the ulama explained, to show the severity of that guna. It's a terrible guna you have made. You are very big. You did an act of kufr. How terrible it is. And the Quran believes they are not kafir. This is similar to when the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told him, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنها هنا قاعدون. when they were told to go and fight against the Jabbarin, a certain nation, and they were told that you people are going to be victorious, you don't have to worry. They are very big, bulk people. They look very strong, but they are nothing. They are empty inside. You just enter there and Allah will give you victory. But they were such a people, the Bani Israel, they refused. And what severe words they used. Like that, any person, ordinary, forget any staunch and hard, motivated mufti, anyone will say, you say the words, idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila, you and your Allah go and fight. We are going to sit here. You'll say that this is istighfaf bid-deen, taking deen to be so light, or istihza bid-deen, making a joke that you and your Allah go and fight. But in spite of all that, that severe guna of death, idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila, inna ha huna qa'idun. And then? So Musa al-Islam said to Allah Ta'ala, see what these people, Ya Rab, inni la amliku illa nafsi wa akhi, fafruq baynana wa baynam fa'asiqeen. He didn't say kafirin. Such a big guna that they made, but he didn't label them as kafirin. Fasiqeen. Like that, if you go and see, what a big guna they made. So, yeah, also, so the ulama, very senior ulama, who even call certain people kafir, but they don't believe they are kafir. They use the word kafir, which the following in the words of the Quran, وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ. How can you people make kufr? Outwardly, the Quran is labeled them as kafir. But it is that they to show them the evil of their deed, the horrible thing that you have done, that you are being labeled, somebody calls you a donkey. How you'll be offended? That you donkey, you did this, you feel gada, donkey, himar. You, how could you do this? You feel very offended. So therefore these words are used, severe words, to try and shake you out of your stupor, out of your madness of the kufr works you are doing. And those things are terrible. They are acts of kufr. They are not acceptable at all. But it doesn't make that person a kafir, that he is going to be khalidan finnar. Unless his beliefs are something like that. What is in his heart, that will make him. So this is an important thing. And from here, another very important aspect that we have to learn and bring into our lives is that when senior ulama call people kafir, etc., and they say themselves, in our heart, we don't believe they are kafirs. We don't say they are kafir, though they say, like the Quran also says, وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ. But the Quran Sharif also does not believe they are kafir. If the Quran says they are kafir, that is, they have made kufare amali, not kufare aitiqadi. So these ulama also say, but now the problem is, when they say that, like the Quran Sharif has said it, and in conformity with the Quran Sharif, and it has to be said like that, but we as ordinary people, we take the wrong meaning. That is where we err and we go astray. And what big people say, we can't understand the words of big people. This is another great fault that we have, weakness that we have, that we just quote big people and we are not at the status of those big. They have the right to say it. They are in that position to say it, but we cannot say those words. So we must be very careful of our language. And we must be very careful of what we believe in our hearts. Like, for example, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, anyone who would have said some contact would know what a great alim he was also. He came first in Deoband when he was studying there. He was a very, very great alim. His knowledge, very superior, very great. But many times in his bayans also he used to say, and he was very close to Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali. And in fact, his whole tarbiyat, grooming, everything was done by Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali. And he stayed very close with him, and his bayans are based on the bayans of Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali. But many times he would say, this I cannot say with my tongue. Malana Yusuf said it, he had the right to say it. He was at that position. His heart was like that. His inside was like that. If I say, Maulana himself, what a great, but he say, I don't have the right. Today we just quote anything, and then the sad part of all this, we give the, try and give the impression, I am like that. I'm in that position. Whereas we are far from that. One time in a majlis of our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, a person who was rendering the Ash'ar, and he was explaining a bit on the Ash'ar, and he also explained about Hazrat. Hazrat was sitting also there. That how Hazrat's take on this matter was. So Hazrat Mir Sahib, who was so close to Hazrat and knew Hazrat in and out, so to say. He knew Hazrat very well. So he said that we must not say these things as though we are in that position. Hazrat can say it. Hazrat is in that position. His iman, his yaqeen, his closeness with Allah. So he says that it's befitting for Hazrat to say it. But for us to say it, it doesn't suit us. It looks very stupid and very odd that we start speaking like big buzurgs. We are no fries also, not small fries also. And we speak like we are big buzurgs. And we quote the big buzurgs like that, trying to give the impression that we also in that position. This is a very dangerous thing. And many of us, we don't understand this. And we put ourselves in that position. All of us know, in our Tabligh Jamaat, Ijtimaaz, there is always a program for the ulama. Many times they announce also, and this is the usul, that no non-alim must sit in that gathering. And sometimes the person who is giving the bayan, the alim, the guest to alim, who's, he tells also, make sure and tell them no non-alim must sit. So Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was once giving a bayan here in South Africa for the ulama, and he's told that no non-alim must sit. But one person who was not an alim, but who acted like the father of the alims, and he should handle the alims as though he's there. He can handle them as he wants to. And he was close to Mufti Sahib also, so he sat there. Whereas he should not have been sitting there. So anyway, Mufti Sahib, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, what we will say, laadat da ulama. That's why he didn't want non-alims. And from Mufti Sahib, his position, Mufti Zain Abidin, all respected him. And when he told these things, all accepted it also. He's like our father. He's so close, dear to us. And what he's telling us, no problem. We accept it. And there was no problem with it. All accepted it, that these weaknesses are truly in us. And we have to remedy these weaknesses. But that person who was sitting was not an alim. He was pious. And he was a pious person, and he had the feeling of deen, lot in his heart. So after the ijtima, he went to his hometown. And there the ulama, he gathered them, and he lathered them how Mufti Sahib lathered the ulama. Big fitna came about. The town people were angry. The ulama were angry. What right he's got to tell us these things? So therefore, everyone can't say everything, even the haq. We can't just quote it like that and we go and act as though we got the right to say it. So we have to be very, very careful. We do our work, and we have got jazbah for deen. We want the truth. We want it to be done in the right way. We can't tolerate the wrong. We can't tolerate the people who are doing wrong, whoever. But remember, وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ, and maintain the limits which Allah has set. Don't go over your limits. You got lot hamiyat of deen, love for deen, fikr for deen. Deen must not be spoiled. These people, whoever are doing the wrong things and that. So don't take it out in a march. That is not our way. Don't go and take it out in toying. That's not in our way. And also don't take it out in condemning the ulama and running down the ulama. You're an ordinary person. You got no right to do that. You want to call somebody a pope, a pandit, and that those who are in that position and they speak to them, that they can do it. But we can't do that. So we shouldn't do all those things. We should remain within our limit. And if we go beyond our limit, then we are causing fitna, in fact. And you have got that jazbah, that hamiyat, you're feeling. You can't see deen being distorted. You can't see the ulama leading the people astray to Jahannam. Take it out in your du'as. How you cry passionately to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, what is all this happening? Ya Allah, you correct it. Don't take it out in batches, in toying, in other things. Don't take it out in criticizing the ulama. Take it out in your du'as. Cry to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Therefore, this is a very important aspect where we don't make this distinction. And it's a basic thing. And many of us fall prey to this. And we fall guilty to these things. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has explained to us clearly in the Quran Sharif of the difference between kufare amali and kufare i'tiqadi. So a person, even if he does an act of kufr, though he will be labeled as a kafir. And everyone hasn't got the right to do that. The Quran Sharif does it. The Quran Sharif has got the right to do that. Allah can speak to any of his bandha as he wants to. But we are not allowed. So much so, our Shaykh Hazrat Mahashah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, said, one of the reasons, the wisdoms of ghibat being haram, of he's talking bad of your fellow brother, that whatever wrong he has done, Allah knows it. But Allah doesn't want you to disclose it and talk about it. Allah says, you keep quiet. And if you do, al-ghibat, ashaddu min al-zina, is even worse than zina. It is even, and zina is interest, taking interest, what a severe guna. But zina is what a big guna it is. So to take the respect of a fellow Muslim brother and of the ulama, that does not behove us. For us as the ordinary people, we must just remain within our limits. And we must do what we have to do. And leave that to the ulama. They will deal with one another as they want to. And the senior ulama and those who are so pious and righteous. And another very great distinction they have, which we don't have at all. When Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to our country, it was 1963 most probably, and his first bayan he gave here in Krukasdorp Masjid. He was hosted by the people of Krukasdorp and had put the Varachia family. So his first bayan. We were studying in Mias Farm that time, and we came with all students also to listen. And the first thing when Mufti Sahib sat on the chair and he started speaking, first thing he said, which normally our Buzurgs don't say that. He says, of all sitting here, I am the best of all. Buzurgs don't usually say that. But what proof he gave was 100% correct. He said that we don't regard ourselves as the best at all. And in that regard also, we should remember the golden words of Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, when in fact Hazrat Mufti Hazrat Shaykh wrote to Mufti Rafi Usmani and Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani. When he wrote to them, he told them, our buzurg, sab kuch hote huye, apne aap ko kuch nahi samajhte te. They were everything, but they regarded themselves as nothing. They were not mountains, they were skies of knowledge. They were the seas of knowledge, of marifat, of taqwa, of ibadah, of zuhud, everything. But they regarded themselves as absolutely nothing. Today, unfortunately, we are there in that position now, but we are absolutely nothing and we regard ourselves as everything. That I am the great alim and I can lather other people and I can do. We are not in that position. Those people were in that position, but they regarded themselves as nothing. It's a great lesson for us to learn. We are nothing, and with the way we speak and that, and we act as though we are everything. We have got all the piety in us. We have got all the Darul Iftas are in our control. Our fatwas are supreme over everyone. That should not be the case. So anyway, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali then explained. He says, the buzurgs I saw with these eyes, you people haven't seen them. Just on that basis, he says, I am better than all of you. The Sahaba, with that eyes of theirs who saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there could have been more pious people, more learned people in the Tabi'een, but they could not all together come to the stage of the lowest ranking of the Sahaba. Hazrat Uwais Qarni, rahmatullah alayhi, what a great position, what a great pious person, but he can't be, we did not see, he's not a Sahabi, so that you can't be in that. So just by being in the sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So these ulama of ours who say these things and who have that, they had the company of great, great ulama. Not only company, the proper tarbiyat of those great ulama and the full backing of those ulama. They can say it, they have the full right to say it. We who are nippers, like Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi gives this example. A camel was walking with a string around its neck and a string lying on the ground, and it was walking. So a mouse came and it saw, oh, Mr. Camel is going. So the mouse took the string of the camel and started leading the camel. So Jalaluddin rahmatullah alayhi says, he became the sheikh of the camel. And he said, today, who am I, small little mouse, but this whole big camel, he's under my control. He's my murid, and I'm leading him. So Mr. Camel also saw it, and he said, okay, sheikh sahab, you my sheikh, no problem, you lead me. So they went walking, and then a little stream came. Now the sheikh, he halted. Now I can't go front. He says, sheikh, I'm waiting for you. I have to go across. He says, I can't go. How can I go? He says, sheikh sahab, you are leading me all the time. Now where you have stopped here? He go further, he couldn't. So camel went and he said, okay, I'll go. He came to knee length. And that is what is for the camel. Nothing whatsoever. The mouse then said, oh, that will drown my whole progeny. It will drown my whole kumba, my whole family, everyone it will drown. And where you are. So many times we also want to become, we want to lead our mashayikh also. We are still so wet behind the ears. Khud nahi samjhe, mujhe samjhane ko chale. That we haven't understood when one of the major things, the company of the righteous and the pious we did not have. That alone is such a virtue. So people who have got that, those ulama, they're in a different position. We got no right to those who criticize the Sahaba, they're preparing their Jahannam. Those who want to make faisla and become judges in the Sahaba, that who was right and who was wrong, they are only making judgment for themselves, a terrible judgment for themselves. These people, and just that mere company, that is such a great thing. And after that, more than that, in all fields whom Allah had chosen, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم إحسان رضي الله عنهم. When Allah gave them the highest qualification, that Allah is happy with them. There is no higher qualification than that. ورضوا عنه, and they were totally pleased with Allah. Completely, they had no nafs in them. Nothing that they were, this I don't think is right. No, it shouldn't be like this. Absolutely, they were 100% happy. That's the greatest position of Jannah which Allah gave them in this dunya already. So this is their position. So we mustn't become what it is called. Like for example, mother and father are fighting. Father is shouting mother also. Now the son also starts shouting his mother. And he learns it is wrong. Father got the right to shout his mother. It's his wife. And whatever their matters are. But for the son now to go and shout the mother like that and treat the mother how the father was, what it is called, you're becoming too big for your boots now. And a person who becomes too big for his boots, nobody likes him also. Nobody listens to him also. And he loses whatever little respect he might have had, he loses that also. So we mustn't become too big for our boots. And we think that we are now everything. I'm a big sheikh and I'm a big peer and I'm somebody like that. No, leave everything for wad'u shay fi ghayri mahallihi is zulam. an adult to put everything on it, keep everything on its limit. And don't use things to go beyond our limits. So al-amiruna bil ma'roof wa nahuna 'anil munkar is a very great command to do the right, command the right. We are commanded to command the right. And we are commanded to prohibit the wrong. But immediately with that, wal hafizuna li hududillah. But keep the limits of which Allah has set, keep them in mind. Don't go beyond those limits. Stay within your limits. And everyone feels comfortable and nice with himself. Other people feel comfortable with you when you stay within your limit. But when you want to become too big for your boots and you want to boss other people and you got no rights to boss them, who you can control them, but who you don't have control, they will also, who, from where are you? Kis bhakti muli tumo? From where are you? Who are you? What right you got to tell me to this, to do this, to do that? So we must keep to our limits, everyone. And all of us, we are indebted to Allah Ta'ala, and we are answerable to Allah Ta'ala. We must keep that in mind. Many of us, we go beyond this limit and we cause problems for other people where there was no problem, we caused the problem because we went beyond our limit. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. Remain firm as we have been commanded. وَلَا تَدْغَوْ. And don't go beyond your limit. This is a very, in that person's enthusiasm, easily you go over your limits. When you're in that field and you don't realize, you go beyond your limits. وَلَا تَدْغَوْ. وَلَا تَدْغَوْ. مَنُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah is watching you. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلِمُوا. And don't incline a little bit to the wrongdoers. All the people who are doing wrong, don't incline to that with your heart, but your in the least, but don't incline to that. You remain firm. So it is as Mufti Shafi, Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, we are walking pul sirat now in this world already. According how we are walking, we'll be able to walk there. If here we are falling apart, and we are falling this side and that side, there also it will happen. So we are walking pul sirat, we must remain ehtidal, remain straight properly. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, let us do what we have to do and do it in the right way. And Allah give us tawfiq to do it in the best way. And use our energies that Allah has given us and channel them also correctly so we can reap the most benefit. Otherwise that energies, we go in march, no result. We go toy, making big fools of ourselves. Do what we have to do, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.